Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, April 2nd, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 75. So today I'm talking a little bit about poverty, how to avoid income taxes, weight loss fanatics, Microsoft security essentials, and of course, on a personal note. So anyways, cruising around the web, I saw an article from the New York Times, so you know it must be true. And it was talking about poverty, basically that many low-wage jobs seen as failing to meet basic needs. So, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it says that all these jobs are being added, and a lot of them are in retail, hospitality, home health care, probably government as well, and that they're unlikely to pay enough that your workers can meet the cost of housing, utilities, food, health care, transportation, child care, that sort of thing. So I started thinking about what we spend money on and how things have changed over the years. You know, our cost of living has gone up, but I take a look at my bills, and of course I'm a bad example. There are folks out there who make less, and I'm trying to think, do they live the same kind of life I do? And for the most part, I think they do. I mean, I spend probably a little bit more money at the casinos, or maybe I don't know. But I'm thinking cell phone bill. My cell phone bill is about $100. Cable TV bill. My cable TV bill is close to $100. I pay for Netflix. I pay for, I eat out a lot more than heck even I used to. I used to even cook for myself once in a while. I don't even do that anymore. I tend to eat out. So I'm kind of wondering how folks live. Do they do the same things? Do they have the same kind of expenses? Do they have multiple cars, multiple car payments that comes with insurance and registration fees that always seem to go up year after year? You know, do they have the cell phones? Do they have the video games? Do they have Nintendo DSs? Do they have Nintendo Wiis? Do they have Sony PlayStations, Xbox 360s? Do they have a monthly subscription so that the kids can play networked video games? I'm trying to think where our money's going, because our lifestyle has changed with technology. Our energy bills have gone up. Right now gasoline's up over $4 a gallon here in California. So I think we're spending a lot more on stuff that we used to not spend money on, and I'm wondering if that's raising our cost of living. Now, of course, we hear a lot about the gap between the rich and the poor, and it's growing, and the rich get richer and the poor get poor. But I kind of wonder if the poor get poor because our expenses are going up. And maybe that sounds heartless. Anyways, the New York Times says that a single worker needs $30,000 a year, $14 an hour, to cover basic expenses and save for retirement and emergencies. So that's three times the 2010 national poverty level of $10,000. They said a single worker with two young kids needs $57,000, $27 an hour, to attain economic stability. And two working parents and two kids, you need to earn $67,920, $16 an hour per worker. Is that realistic? You tell me. Anyways, it's a good article. I kind of see where the struggle is, and at least with ideology, you know my ideology, right? I'm somewhat of a neocon, but New York Times, somewhat left of that, right? So I wonder how real it is. I mean, I'm sure it's real for the people trying to make the monthly payments, but I wonder sometimes if we put ourselves in our own circumstances. Hey, here's another article, again from, this is from the Wall Street Journal, by Rupert Murdoch, so you know it also must be true. So there was a firestorm that General Electric didn't pay any taxes, right? And so this article says, hey, guess what? You don't have to pay any taxes either. And basically it starts off with, hey, let's say you do well and make $150,000 in your first year. And so it goes how you can itemize your deductions and do this, that, and the other thing. And actually these are legitimate tax write-offs from the government to bring your income down. And with tax deadline in just 2 weeks, you know, some folks might be interested in checking this out. It's at the Wall Street Journal. And this is talking about also, in addition to write-offs, your solo 401k. So you can actually load it up with contributions to reduce your income. So can you pull a GE on taxes? I don't know. Also in the headlines, right? The other thing, too, is saw this article. And this is from the New York Times again. So another must be true kind of article. This is an older generation falls prey to eating disorders. Now, we all know younger folks, right, who try to stay trim, stay thin by exercising and doing dieting extremes, you know, bulimia and anorexia and other eating disorders. But they said that, this isn't just confined to adolescents. they said we're starting to see this in some of our older population. And so, weight loss getting harder and firmer, trimmer and fitter. Some people see that as fulfilling a need, but I think, we live in a nation that's extremely obese, right? I think our obesity rate is, I'm going from memory, so that must be true. So that's kind of shaky, right? But I'm thinking the United States is about 26% obese compared to the other industrial nations, or even the world averages. I think I read are 15, 16% obese. So we're quite more obese than everyone else. Well, we eat a lot of crap. We eat out a lot, as I mentioned earlier. We don't cook home meals that much anymore. So we're getting more calories than we used to, and also we're getting some, diet-related diseases: the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, whatever is, and muscle soreness, aches, pains, stuff that you get from carrying around excessive weight. So I think people are seeing that. They're seeing that in their friends and family, and they're saying, I don't want to go down that route. As a matter of fact, I know someone who, father had, struggled with his health all his life, being overweight, and she was overweight as well. And she decided, you know what, I'm not going to do it anymore. Got down to a size 2. And I don't know if there were any eating disorders along the way, but it was, 3 hour nights in the gym and eating lots of salad and that sort of thing. So, the good news is that maybe she prevented herself a lot of problems as long as she can keep the weight off. And that's also difficult to do, because once you do it, you got to stick with it, else what's the point? I think there's a. I don't know, this article talks about it being a societal ideal of fitness and perfection, but I think it goes a little beyond that. I think we're all a little bit worried about our health, seeing what's going on to those around us who have to deal with popping pills and getting shots and, doing the other thing, going to the doctor all the time, and we trying to want to avoid it. And a lot of it is self-preservation, I think. We want what's best for us. And speaking of, I think I'm going to go on a bike ride after reading this, because maybe I have a little bit of a disorder myself. I bought a PC last year. This is moving quickly on to the next topic. I bought a PC last year, and it came with a free 15 months worth of McAfee. So now's the time. It's time to renew, right? It's like, you know what? I'm not going to pay McAfee any cash. Why would I pay them any cash? I went to my internet provider, and they, they have a free suite of tools. But guess what? Their site was down. I couldn't get the software. So I thought, you know what? All my other PCs that I've had, I switched over to Microsoft Security Essentials. It's free. And you know what? It seems to work well. It seems to be lighter weight than McAfee. And so I just loaded it on my PC. And you know what? It's much lighter weight. Things are booting faster and running quicker. And it's like, boy, Microsoft is providing this free tool, and it seems to work well. It works quicker, works faster. Does it work better? I don't know. But I am now running the free tool, Microsoft Security Essentials. So there you go. So on a personal note, I finished week 7 of my exercise routine. Week 8 starts tomorrow. A little bit of a burnout going on, but I'm sticking with it. I'm keeping at it. I'm making some gains in some of the exercises. Some exercises I'm struggling with. Some weeks I do more reps, some weeks I do less reps. I definitely hit the exhaustion point. I'm doing about 2 or 3 exercises per muscle part and doing 3 sets of each. Maybe that's excessive. I'm going to try to keep that up through the first 12 weeks, and then I'll probably vary my routine. I'm also going to head out on a bike ride now that the weather's warmed up. I'm starting to do something else other than kind of walk, and not really much of a jogger, but sometimes I sprint a little bit. But I don't really like doing any of that. So I love to bike ride. So that's what's next for me on a personal note. So hey, it's Saturday. It's the weekend. It's spring. I hope it's warm where you are, and I hope you're having a great one. Today's music from PotSafeMusic at MusicAlley.com is Corey Tutt with So What? See ya.
Well, I'm self-absorbed and sex-obsessed. I enjoy the excess. I'm a fun little mess. I got the knowledge, but I failed the test. I came second best, like all of the rest. Self-indulged and self-inflicted. Every word I say may be contradicted. Now I'm laying out on my fat ass all that I. again, got lost along the way.